that angelic voice, Scott Odom, back on the podcast after a long time. Welcome back.
I'm still on the podcast?
You are today.
Kidding.
We're glad you're here, listener. We've had some great episodes without Scott, but it's always more fun with Scott.
Oh, you're lying, but thanks.
They're welcome. I have to say that. My name's Evan Sabenko. We are the co-host
Evan's
of...
been like, oh, it's been so nice without you.
Backstage with the Simple Church, a weekly look at what's going on at the Simple Church. Jordan Phillips, producer extraordinaire over there.
Yo.
Jordan, did you miss Scott?
No. Of course. I just told him I missed him. I hadn't seen him in a while.
I love the lies.
Oh, Scott, just accept it.
I was going to get up and give you a hug, but I'm really tired.
I am too.
It's okay.
I'm going to do the rest of the podcast with my eyes closed.
Okay.
This
well,
is nice.
Well, phone
Evan,
it in.
Nice talking to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, huh? How long until he fell asleep sitting there?
I'm kidding. Kidding.
We are here, Scott.
It's yes, we are.
The end of April. When did that happen?
I know, it's almost May.
It's crazy.
It's going to be May.
It's like still 2022.
It's going to be May.
My daughter's about to graduate kindergarten.
What?
Years flown by. It's crazy.
My daughter's got two teeth.
Hey.
And hand, foot, She's mouth 47. In their classroom.
Jordan didn't hear it, but thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
Hand, foot, mouth is awful. I'm
condolences. We got that notification today. It's in
I
your
know
classroom.
What hoof mouth like, is.
Great.
Ew. Yeah, that sounds bad.
It's horses.
Yeah.
Stupid
same idea. We're not talking about horses, Scott.
Hate horses.
We're talking about our graduates.
Da, 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 da,
Senior
da.
Sunday.
Yep.
An annual tradition.
Graduated third of my class. There were six of us.
I'm glad you remember this because we're going to start talking about some trivia and remembering and things. But the first question, what did you do the day you graduated high school? Do you remember? Like when you walked out and left?
I think I cried.
Did you?
No. What did
Jordan,
we
you're
do?
Next. I'll be thinking.
Oh, we went to the lake.
Okay, nice. There you go.
I want to say we went to Olive Garden, to be honest with you.
That's so random. Because when you're here, you're family.
I think so. I want to say, because our graduation.
How far of a drive was that?
It was pretty good ways. That was when the only Olive Garden, there wasn't even Olive Garden in there was Bossier. Two Olive Gardens. One was on Mansfield Road, that tells you how long ago it was. And the other one was in Shreveport. Yeah, our graduation was an evening graduation. I think I really am struggling to remember this, but I want to say we went to Olive Garden after graduation.
That's
like
funny.
The whole there were literally I think there were 10 of us maybe,
right?
So it wasn't like
you fit in a one table.
Yeah, like all of us and our families went to Olive Garden.
Long-time listeners of the podcast know that Scott doesn't remember most of the people he graduated his name. He doesn't
I don't
remember.
Yeah,
anything
I remember
from high
one
school.
Person. So. Yep. That's two people, actually.
Not a steel trap in there.
Yeah. Nope. So, well, it is on some things.
It is.
Yeah.
Odd things.
Yeah. And I can give you some detail. I know when things are different.
It'd be great on Jeopardy.
I would be. I am the king of useless facts. But I can walk into a room and know like something's changed.
You watch Cheers, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the episode he goes on Jeopardy?
Yep. Actually, that would be Cliff.
Oh, you're right.
I hope I'm better than Cliff.
I hope
Cliff
so.
Was not a good person. I would much rather be Norm than Cliff.
Different podcast, different day. That's right. So, Jordan,
anyway.
You went to the lake.
Yep.
Jordan, what year did you graduate high school?
2011.
2011. Scott?
2001.
2001. And I was 2005. Scott was a senior when I was a freshman. I remember Scott leaving.
Yep.
Could not wait.
I bet not.
But I remember the day we finished school, like you got to go out early on a Thursday.
Yep.
This cool new place called the Boardwalk had just opened. And we went and walked around the brand new Louisiana Boardwalk.
That's when it was
it
popping.
It was amazing. It was busy.
What did we do on our senior day? I don't know what we did.
Yeah, not shocking.
I mean, we got out 2 weeks. Well, I mean, I say senior day, like you get out, because just like everyone, I think we got out 2 weeks before anybody else, like on that Thursday. Like, I'm just trying to remember what we did on that day.
I thought you meant senior skip day.
No, we didn't have senior skip day.
I mean, there's six of them. If one was absent, it was like a third
we
of
had
school.
So many senior skip days. We got called into an assembly. he said,
attention teachers and students.
He said, you guys cannot skip any more school or you won't graduate.
That's the kind of kid Jordan was.
Amen.
That's right. But then we had this thing called Project Graduation. Jordan, did you go?
Oh, we did do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that now.
I don't know if you had it or not.
Yeah, we did not.
But
that was on graduation day.
Night.
Ours was night.
Yeah, in Project Graduation, it's to keep the kids from drinking. So it's completely overnight. Like it's
locked
all night.
In all night.
Yeah, it's like a lock-in.
I thought you meant what did we do the day we
it
got
was
out of school.
Right. That's both ways.
Not the day of graduation.
Right. So you went to Project Graduation.
Yes.
Explain what it is. Somebody listening.
It was at the Bossier Civic Center.
Ours was too.
And
go Vikes.
It's just a bunch of games and food and you. It's
and it's a nationwide program. It's kind of like
your last time to hang out with everybody.
And something unbelievable.
And it keeps kids it's right. Keeps kids
I
out of trouble
you
for
the time of your life.
Yeah. Fun fact, that was the only secular cassette my parents had because they love that song so much. So I would listen to it in my Walkman.
Wow.
I didn't have any of that.
But the other thing too is all year it's a fundraiser that the parents work and get money and gifts and stuff to give away, and then there's drawings and prizes all through the night, and then the big ones are at the end. Yes. So you're incentivized to
stay. I remember
stay.
They had a hypnotist. Is that what they're called?
What? We didn't have a hypnotist.
Is that what they're called?
Like a magician?
I mean, that is a thing. Yeah. Like a mentalist. Yeah. Like somebody came in and tried to.
Yeah, he got like 3 or 4 people. It was pretty funny.
Did he really?
Wow. Yeah.
We didn't have that.
He didn't. He thought he got my buddy, but then when my buddy answered what he was like, yeah, that's not it. You go sit down.
Yeah. That sounds like the people you hang out with. Absolutely. So it's supposed to be this big drawing giveaway. The big thing was a new MacBook when I was there. They gave away like $500 cash, and there was all these prizes. And
I don't remember
any
of that.
Really?
I don't remember any of the prizes.
Maybe y'all spent it on a hypnotist instead.
Yeah, maybe.
But I still, to this day, am bitter because in 2005, I got a film camera, not a digital camera, a camera that actually used film in a microwave that I couldn't use, and I pawned on Texas Street for $25.
Both of them?
Brand new microwave. I kept the film camera. I don't know where it went.
Oh.
It was the only time I went to a pawn shop. I was like, what do I do with this? My parents didn't want it. I was living at home.
Facebook Marketplace.
Hilarious. They didn't have it in 2005.
Yeah,
didn't exist.
2005.
Jordan, your youngster.
That's why I made the joke, that's guys.
Right. What did you get with the $25 after you pawned? Did you buy something?
I probably went to Olive
Garden. Shop?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I bought anything at the pawn shop.
He went to the boardwalk.
That's right. Yeah. Spin it at the Nike outlet.
Chocolate crocodile.
Gap outlet. Go see Bobby. But graduation, this time of year, if you remember, go back, talk to your family and friends about what you did, reminisce for a little bit, because Scott, next year is my 20th high school reunion.
Yeah, my school doesn't have high school
reunions. There's six of you, that makes sense.
Plus the school does.
There's no record of you, even know who to contact.
So the school ended the year after I graduated, so the school doesn't exist anymore, and it actually, I think actually somebody did buy the grounds, though.
Oh, okay.
Last time I heard. For a long time, it was just sat there abandoned.
That's so sad.
Wasting away into nothing.
And you have no records of you. They lost it, all the stuff.
They didn't lose it. They burned it to bonfire.
Yeah, I was being generous. So
actually, they do have my records because they did offer dual enrollment with BPSI, so I was actually dual enrolled. So BPSI actually has my records. But there are some people, there's no record there. I went to high school.
They don't even have like their diplomas?
No, because what happened was is the year, so it stayed open one more year after I graduated, and then it closed, and then a church bought it. And the school was old school, so it kept everything on paper records. Well, the church that bought it found this room full of paper records, didn't know what they were, so they just created a big bonfire.
Some intern just took
it. And burned them. So like the church just had like a bonfire night, and you roast marshmallows.
Only two boxes.
No, there was a lot because remember that school was Trinity Heights before it was University Christian Preparatory. So there were some people who had their transcripts gone forever.
So they couldn't
get
college stuff, yeah. Yep. Fun times. That's the downsides of private school.
Yeah. Homeschool, I was always number one.
Hey, boy.
And your moms aren't. But the seniors now, Scott, we're celebrating. If they are graduating high school, they were born in 2006.
Wow.
What? We could be their fathers, Scott.
Whoa. Not me.
We're not. None of them our children.
We know. Not in 2006. Definitely not. I still look like Pat back then.
Right? There is a picture. We showed it in pre-show of Scott's senior photo. I'm going to link to it in the show notes now that you say that so people can enjoy the picture with
terrible
Justin.
Picture. I don't even know.
Picture.
Like I had bangs. I look like Pat. If you ever seen the
Androgynous
old SNL.
Pat.
Aren't you with Justin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tells you how long I've known Justin.
I saint it.
Saint it.
Yep. And I always wondered why I wasn't popular and didn't have girlfriends, and then I look in that picture and go,
oh that's why it makes sense.
Found it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone could have told me.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, I was wearing like some kind of weird, I don't even know. It was terrible.
It's a polo that Blake wears now. Those are back around from the 90s.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It looked like you could have been a golfer.
I wanted to play golf. In fact, we tried to do a golf team for the school, and I was the only person that signed
up. Well, yeah, there's only six of you.
I mean, not in the whole school.
Oh, you're right. That was your graduate class. There was like 40.
No, there were 200.
Oh, okay.
Kindergarten through 12.
You're in golf with kindergartners? I mean,
five-year-old out there.
Our varsity football team had sixth graders.
That's I did not know that.
Yeah, that was the only way we could play 12-man football. Yeah, we had to start.
Whooped everybody, too.
No, we did not. No, we were terrible.
That's right.
How many kids got hurt?
A lot.
Yeah.
And I had to play. 16? I was first string, varsity.
I should hope so over the sixth grader.
No way.
Yeah, and I was a lineman, but I had to play defense, offense, and special teams, so I never left the field.
Wow.
You want to talk about, like, by the second quarter, my fat
self. Did you change jersey numbers?
No.
Oh, you should have.
But, I mean, I was like.
You didn't have time.
Yeah. No, literally, like, you know, you have
a
turnover.
The 12-year-olds wouldn't let him.
You'd have a turnover. you have a turnover, and you just.
The ref was like.
Let me step over the scrimmage line, and all right, I'm defense now.
Oh, look at me.
The ref was like, hey, bud. We're switching. He's like, no, I'm staying here.
Yeah, the whole line, we all had the same. Yeah, we were all.
Was it worth it?
Often, no.
How many people came to the games?
Actually, a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we were part of some kind of Christian league. I can't remember. It was 1A.
It was half A.
One of the cool things we did get to do, though, is for some reason we got to play some school in Little Rock, and it snowed, which was neat.
That is neat.
Yeah, and then the worst game was some school in Baton Rouge paid us to play their homecoming game, and they were like a legit like 4A school.
They played 12-year-olds.
Let me tell you, I have never been hit so hard. I will never forget it. I was running
the other way.
Make a tackle,
oh,
and this kid hit me, and I blacked out. That's how hard I got hit. Like, I was running, and then all of a sudden, I was waking up on my back. And I was like,
maybe that's why you can't remember.
You were like, coach, I need to come out. And they were like, we don't have anybody else.
Yeah. You're on defense, buddy.
Like, that's it. You're it. Yep.
Well, this is what we've missed with Scott on the podcast. Yeah. We're glad to have you back.
I was also in a band called Vent.
Oh. What'd you play?
I sang.
The vocalist.
Yeah, for about a week.
He wore that sweatshirt.
Yeah.
That pullover from the picture.
Oh, yeah. In the senior picture? Did y'all perform anywhere in front of people?
They did, without me.
He performed the national anthem before the game.
No, no, no.
The Jimi Hendrix version?
I didn't take it serious enough, so
shocking.
I was replaced. Yeah, because they were...
And that band became Coldplay.
No, that band became nothing. Yeah, but me and my buddy Cliff got kicked out because we didn't take it serious enough. But for us, we were
How
like...
How many people were in the band for you to get kicked out?
Five people.
14.
It's like five people. Mm. I mean, but we're like, Cliff and I were like, it's just a high school band.
You know,
like, who cares?
Yeah. Where did y'all play at?
There used to be a venue downtown that was a teenage venue.
Soundstage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I frequented Soundstage.
Yeah, Soundstage. And then, in fact, my buddy who played guitar in the band, Trey, got a ticket when we were setting up one time because he drove on the sidewalk and didn't realize it.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I digress
from
all that. That was 20-plus years ago.
One more digression. A month after Easter, Jordan's over there eating a Cadbury cream egg.
And there's nothing
it's
wrong
delicious.
With
delicious.
There's nothing
so
wrong
random.
With speaking of food, real quick, all those right. of you that can't see, I'm drinking out of a Whataburger cup.
I don't think anyone
had
can
from
see,
this,
except
had
for me
from
and Jordan.
This morning, breakfast. And just a shout-out to Whataburger if they want to sponsor our podcast. This cup has been sitting in my car since this morning. Still has ice in it.
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Thank
Styrofoam
you.
Cups. Non-biodegradable.
So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about seniors, the graduates, the people born in 2006, which it seems
2006.
If you would like to be featured in the Senior Sunday video, we would love for you to send us a baby picture.
Yeah, and you have to be a senior. Not a senior adult, a senior in high school.
You know, if they send a picture, I might throw it in there if you're a senior adult.
Gosh, we should have a senior day with senior adults.
It's a great idea.
With catfish, with a fish fry.
I didn't know where you're
in the
going.
Gators.
Bro, people come out for a fish fry.
Can we not do catfish? Though?
No, senior
Can we
adults
do like brim or something.
Graduates,
like that?
High school and college. We have opened it to college graduates.
I'll be able to do that next year.
We're gonna feature you. What'd you say? Is you're smacking a Cadbury cream egg?
Didn't we always do the college?
I mean, we've asked.
Yeah,
it's mostly focused on high school seniors. If you have a college graduate, you want to do it. If you got your master's, you want to do it. If
I definitely
you got your
didn't
doctorate,
send in mine.
You did not. Your mom did.
No way.
Yes,
I'm
she did.
I'm sure you were.
Yes, she
my
did.
College one?
Oh,
no.
No,
not your college.
Not college.
No,
nobody cares
I remember
about
your
you
high school
point.
One. Yeah, nobody cares about you in college.
So there's a link in the show notes here. You can go to the Simple Church app. You
when
can
I graduate
website.
From college next year, we're going to feature, I'm going to throw in all my pictures, including
we'll
my
get Caleb to really
graduation.
Do a photo shoot and really
yes!
working on instruments.
Oh, that's
I look
hilarious.
Forward to that now. Absolutely. So send those in. Be a part of it. We'll have gifts for seniors that day. We'll have photo opportunities for your family. We would love for you to join us Sunday, May the 5th on Senior Sunday. But today on the podcast, if you were just here to hear Scott talk about Whataburger Cups, you can tune out now. Because we're going to play 2006 trivia.
2006?
In the year 2006, Scott. 18
in the
years
year
ago.
2025.
We're going to talk about things that were happening to honor our seniors. So you versus Jordan. Scott's been on a hot streak. Jordan, you've stumbled the last few games we've played this
I'm feeling
year.
Good about this one.
Good.
I hope you win.
You probably remember 2006 better than Scott. How old
I
were you in 2006? 13?
How old was I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 13.
There you go. I was 19.
I was 20-something.
24, probably.
24, 25.
No, because you're only 3 years older than me.
No, I'm 4 years older than
okay,
you.
Okay, so 23.
Yeah.
I was 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 2006, 20. Here we go.
That's 28.
You.
I don't know.
We'll let age before beauty, Scott. Number one. YouTube, a little website you might have heard of,
nope.
launched Valentine's Day 2005. Is that not the nerdiest computer scientist thing?
Why?
I did not
wow.
know that. They just, the day they picked.
Oh, my gosh.
February 14th, 2005. Three former PayPal employees created this website, and now it is the second most visited site in the world. Google bought it 1 year later in 2006 and turned it into the powerhouse it is today. How much did Google pay in U.S. dollars in 2006 for the rights to YouTube? Closest gets it.
I'm going to say $500 million.
$500 million? Jordan?
$500 million?
1 year in.
It was nothing.
I'm saying 500 million.
1 year in.
I'm going to say like 50 million.
The
maybe.
Reason why I say 500 million, if I do remember correctly, that was also during the dot-com boom.
It was in the bubble.
And so there was a lot of crazy prices paid for things. So that's the reason why I'm saying
500
million.
How much? $1.65 billion with a
B. I almost said 1 billion.
What? That's how good a site it was, Jordan.
Yeah.
No way.
Absolutely. It's the second most viewed site in the world now.
No way. What's number one?
Google knew. Google.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Google's number one. YouTube's number two. They own both of them.
Yeah, I remember because that was a crazy
money
time.
Was everywhere. Yahoo bought a bunch of stuff. Remember Yahoo?
Yeah, Yahoo was going to be like the next best thing. Like people were just spending, like people were getting domain names to like Walmart.com and then selling it for
camping,
millions of dollars. And oh yeah, it was crazy.
You were 13. You weren't worried about such things.
Yeah, no.
Nah. So Scott, 1-0, early lead. Jordan, number two. Do you know what a telegram is? That's not the actual question, but I just explain.
Yes.
Okay, good. Western Union stopped sending telegrams. The final telegram was sent in 2006.
Wow.
Unbelievable. That is still going on. What year was the telegram invented by Samuel Morse, who invented the Morse code? Did you know that, Scott?
Yes, I did.
I did not know that.
You I know that. I know Samuel Morse.
Right. What year was the telegram invented, Jordan?
18-something.
Okay. There's a 100-year gap there. You want to pick one?
1875.
1875. Scott?
I know it predates the Civil War, so I'm going to go with
Jordan
like
does not know that.
1853. 1850-something, like 1853?
1837.
Dang,
so
I was
Scott
off.
Still. No, you're still closer than Jordan. You
yeah,
at least
I knew
got the
it,
century
I was,
right.
I was close.
That's right. Ish.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it predated the Civil War because it actually, the Civil War helped make it popular.
They put the polls up everywhere across the country.
Mm.
That's right. 2-0. Scott, domination. Here we go. Number three, iTunes. You remember this?
I do.
Doesn't exist in any form anymore, but it launched in 2001. Hit 1 billion downloads by 2006.
Wow.
And the 1 billionth song downloaded for some reason people on the internet wrote down was Speed of Sound by Coldplay. Don't know how they knew that or why, but there you go. When they stopped releasing public data in 2014, how many songs had been purchased on the iTunes store? So from 2001 to 2014, in 13 years, how many songs were bought on the iTunes store?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to go with like 50 billion.
Yep.
50 billion one.
Now you're getting more strategic about it, Jordan, but you're wrong again. This time you overshot it.
Oh.
35 billion.
I knew it had to be something crazy because I was thinking worldwide.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the biggest thing in the world before Spotify kind of killed it. But this was just, I don't know why, this is random. Louis Sulzer of Woodstock, Georgia won the contest, and on the 35th billionth download, Steve Jobs called him, told him congratulations, and spent him a $10,000 iTunes gift card.
Wow.
I don't know why.
That's crazy.
Why 35 billion?
I'm sure the guy was like, okay, Steve, whatever.
Think about how much music you have to spend $10,000 on music.
Well, back in the day, that's what you did.
But it's 99 cents a song. Yeah, it's $10 an album.
10,000 songs.
That's a lot.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
and
less.
The 35 billionth song he downloaded was Guess This Happens That Way by Johnny Cash.
Nice.
So there you go. 2006. Scott, up 3-0. Jordan's not even close.
Sorry.
Okay, disappointed, Jordan. Number four, redeem yourself here.
Lucky glasses.
Can you name one of the top five most popular television shows in 2006?
Oh, my
God. If you just get one, we'll go back and forth till you get one.
Seinfeld.
No.
Seinfeld had ended by then.
Friends.
It's the 90s. No, you don't get another guess. Seinfeld.
Ow!
Scott.
I'm going to go with Friends.
Declined at that
point.
It
wasn't?
No, it was not.
Wow.
I don't know when it went off the air.
Friends was probably close to going off the air by then. Yeah.
Jordan, try again.
TV show. American Idol.
Yes! Number one show in 2006.
Good guess.
And guess what? That one was worth 3 points. Jordan's 3-3 tied.
I feel like this is Whose Line Is It Anyway. Just the points are arbitrary.
That's right. Don't really matter. Yeah. You want to guess? Keep going.
CSI
was number two. Now you're dialing it in.
Oh! NCIS?
Your parents? NCIS? Not yet. No.
What was number three?
Law and Order.
Dancing with the Stars.
That's been a long
then
time.
Grey's Anatomy.
Which I was gonna going to say, I was thinking like Survivor or...
Right, that was a little
Fear
earlier.
Factor.
Yeah. House.
Ooh.
House MD.
Wow, it's that old.
2006, 18. Wow,
Fear Factor.
Yeah.
I remember Fear Factor. Joe Rogan.
Yep. Yeah, we've been rewatching Monk, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Monk.
Yeah. My parents love Monk.
Yeah, and they have the old school cell phones.
Oh, yeah. 2006 was no iPhone. Mm-hmm. All right. Scott. Tie ball game, number five.
Side ball game.
Twitter, formerly Twitter, now known as X. Are y'all on? Do you have Twitter accounts?
No, I do not.
Okay. Launched in 2006, but has fallen on hard times lately and lost popularity. Going back and forth, I need you to name one of the top 10 most popular, most used social networks right now.
Right now?
Until you miss one. So I have the top 10 users.
Oh,
name a popular social media network, and then when whoever gets one wrong loses first. So right now, 2024.
Reddit.
Really? That's the first thing you think of? No.
Or Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. There we go.
Facebook.
So, Twitter has fallen out of the top 10, so Instagram is number 4. Facebook is number 1. So, Scott?
Facebook is still number 1?
3.06 billion users.
Wow, that is
worldwide.
Shocking.
It's a lot.
The Snapchats?
The Snapchats is number 9, correct?
Oh, I know what number 2 is.
Okay. But it's not your turn. Jordan. TikTok.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok.
Jordan said TikTok. Scott.
I was going to say TikTok.
I didn't think of TikTok. I don't know why.
Well, but TikTok, you know, it may not be
right. All right. We'll give Scott the point. I was trying to help
you. MySpace.
He's terrible.
Rip. Number 7.
That's right. WhatsApp is number 2. Not used
Never
very much
even
in the
heard
US.
Of it. Don't yeah. use that.
Yep. Caleb uses it to talk to his family.
Never heard of it.
YouTube is number 3. It's considered a social network.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
WeChat, Facebook Messenger.
What?
Never heard of WeChat.
Yep. Another
Facebook
more
Messenger is Facebook.
Separate app.
Thank you. You know, it'd be nice with Facebook. Seriously, if Facebook Marketplace
Mark
would
Zuckerberg,
be a
listen.
Separate app.
Thank you.
That would be because I wouldn't have a Facebook. If it weren't for Facebook Marketplace, because I love
eBay.
Facebook Marketplace.
Not social. Telegram.
Never heard of it.
Yep. And Douyin is the Chinese version of TikTok.
Never heard of most
Twitter. Users. Not in the top 10 most used anymore.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that has a Twitter anymore.
I use it, but I don't tweet. I follow sports writers and different stuff I like.
That's about right.
All right, 6-3. Scott is up. Scott, number 6. There's only 8 questions, so we're almost done. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest was the number 1 movie of 2006.
Great movie.
Did you see it? You remember it?
Nope.
Nope. That's Jack. What was the worldwide
you
market?
You can answer that question.
Worldwide box office total. How much money did Pirates 2, Dead Man's Chest, make in 2006 dollars?
$1.35 billion.
All right. Number yep. one movie.
$1.5 billion.
$1.07. Ah! Scott again. $1 billion. Those movies were yep. so popular. And then that next third one was terrible.
Which one was that?
That was Penelope Cruz, right? There's the third one.
Isn't there like anyway,
y'all
five?
Just staring
there
at
were
me.
Four.
There's four.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I saw
supposed
the first
to be five,
one.
But then, you know.
No, I don't know. I saw the first
Johnny
one,
Depp.
And that was it.
Johnny Depp in the court case.
Oh, Amanda Heard?
Yep. Her, yeah.
Amanda?
She,
no.
Yeah.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard?
Yeah.
And she heard that, not guilty.
Oh, man. All right. Scott is up 9-3, but guess what, Jordan? This one's worth 10 points.
Yay!
The Nintendo Wii launched November 2006.
Oh,
did y'all have one?
Man.
I
yeah,
did
we
not,
did.
But my friend did.
So fun. My sister got one.
Don't mess with that.
Christmas.
Oh,
stop
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
Became the best-selling Nintendo console ever at the time. Outsold every other console until the Nintendo Switch in 2021.
Ooh.
How many Wii machines were sold
since
it launched in 2006?
Since it launched?
It was discontinued, I think, in 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
1 million.
1 million.
I'm going to go with something like...
You're really bad at this.
20, I'm horrible at these games.
20 million.
101.63 million Wiis around
wow.
the world.
Wow. I knew it was going to be big.
I had one That's of the right. numbers.
You get half a point.
That's right. Scott.
9.5 points.
I think you have 19 now or something crazy. So Jordan can't win. This is the last one just for funsies. High School Musical, the soundtrack.
Oh, hate that movie.
The number one album.
Hate that
of 2006.
Movie.
Did you watch
was,
it, Jordan?
You yep. know what I remember?
Tell me.
So that year that that movie came
2006,
out.
2006, that's the game.
Was the year that I went to camp with the high schoolers of First Bossier / Simple Church, and I was the high school youth pastor.
Simple Church didn't open yet, so it was
2007.
Next
no, because
2006. Made you the youth pastor?
2006, 2007. The only reason why I was a youth pastor is I was the only Simple Church representative that
adult.
Could go.
He was
adult
more of
that
a
could
chaperone.
Go. Yeah.
Less pastoral.
Yeah, so, but it was 2006, 2007, and the kids basically wanted to watch High School Musical, and I was forced to watch it on
repeat.
The bus.
There was a second one, so it's probably the yeah. second one you remember. But
it was awful.
Number
no,
one
no,
selling
it was the
album.
First one. I remember.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Terrible movie.
It was the most that popular Disney Channel original movie until High School Musical 2 later. How many Disney Channel original movies have been made since the network launched in 1983?
Oh, my gosh.
So this doesn't count theater releases. These are only Disney Channel original movies.
I'm going to go with 80.
Jordan? 1 billion.
I almost said 1 million.
He should have.
150.
113.
Oh!
So I think that's still Scott.
Still closer.
Scott remembers 2006 way better than Jordan.
Apparently.
That's what we learned today, guys.
118.
2006, Scott. 18 years ago.
That's stupid.
That's ridiculous.
Terrible movies.
All crazy. Them. Well, thank you for playing, Scott. You
Disney's,
continue
Disney's,
2024 Disney's. Being the year of Scott. You returned.
Year of Scott!
You returned triumphant. Is there anything you'd like to say to Jordan?
I hope you win. One
Thanks.
Time. I really do. Because mm-hmm. normally you're pretty good at this, and I hate that I've been beating you.
It's all these games that are like guessing number games.
What kind of game you want to play?
Multiple choice.
Okay, I'll try to work
we play
on multiple
whose
choice.
Line is it? Or who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants? We'll have a phone a friend. Oh, I'm gonna work on that.
Oh yeah.
Whose line would be a little difficult on a podcast?
Yeah. Audio medium.
Yeah. That show is still right. hilarious.
Yep, still funny. Still That's right. On that note, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this. When Scott's back, the vibe is always different.
Scott's back. The vibe is always different. I hope it's a good vibe.
That's right. You
That's what
know.
I was laughing at. Not
email,
good, not bad. It's just different.
Email Scott. SimpleChurch.tv. TV and let him know. Send in your senior pictures to celebrate your graduates. The deadline
or
is
your grandparents.
May the 1st. Senior adult day with the fish fries.
Fish fry.
To be
senior
determined.
Senior adult day. We'll make Amber's album.
Amber's drop party yes. is the senior adult day for her DVD collection.
Oh, we got to make it happen.
Boom.
Wow.
On that note, thanks
had
for listening.
Bring out an oldie but a goodie.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for downloading this episode. We appreciate you listening to Backstage with the Simple Church Podcast. Subscribe so each week you get the new episode when it comes out on Wednesdays.
Exactly, because that's what you want is the new content.
That's right. Automatically popped up in your feed, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. And while you're there, leave a 5-star review.
Please do, because it helps people find us. And plus, we deserve it.
That's right, Scott. You do a great job.
Oh, so do you.
And thanks for listening. Share it with a friend. Send it to somebody that should enjoy this episode and subscribe as well. And thanks for being a part of the Simple Church.
Thanks for listening.